This is Morning Edition. I'm Matt Streb from NIU.
And I'm Dan Klefstad. Matt and I have been looking at congressional races in Northern Illinois, and today we'll focus on the 11th District. This race features longtime Congresswoman Judy Biggert, a Republican who used to be in the 13th District. Her opponent is Bill Foster, a Democrat who once represented the 14th. These two are now vying for a redrawn district that includes Aurora, Naperville, Bolingbrook, and Joliet. Matt, of all the districts we examined, I'm guessing this is the one where you'd want to own a TV station. How much money are these candidates spending on ads, and how much of that money is coming from outside the district?
Well, Dan, both of these candidates have raised close to $2 million, according to the last reports, and there is a significant amount of money coming in from outside the district by parties. The DCCC has been very active in this race.
That's the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee?
Absolutely. You've had other groups. The Illinois Educational Association has put money in on behalf of Congresswoman Biggert.
Okay, this is going to sound counterintuitive to some listeners, but you just said a teachers union is supporting the Republican in a congressional race.
But here's a situation where Congresswoman Biggert was a member of a school board before she was a congresswoman. She's had a good relationship with, I think, the education community. But what's, I think, fascinating, and I think this is something about both of these candidates, when you see these endorsements, they're saying obviously very positive things about Biggert, but they're not saying negative things about Bill Foster. The same can be said actually for the Chicago Tribune endorsement. The Trib endorsed Judy Biggert. That I don't think is a surprise given the ideological slant of the editorial board of the Trib. But at the same time, they said very positive things about Bill Foster. If we're being honest with ourselves, these are both candidates that are moderate candidates. Biggert's slightly right of center, Foster's slightly left of center. But the partisan climate that we have right now with the polarization means that you have to portray your opponent as being way out to the right or way out to the left. And that's exactly what you're seeing with these candidates' messages.
Immigration has become an important issue in this race. The district is 25% Latino. Foster favors the president's recent order to stop deporting certain young undocumented people. Judy Biggert voted against the DREAM Act in Congress. The National Council of La Raza called Biggert a dream crusher on their website. What's Judy Biggert's plan for winning without Hispanic votes?
The interesting thing is you have to look at turnout, right? And Latino voters, although they do make up a pretty significant portion of the district, that doesn't mean they're going to make up the same percentage of the voting population on Election Day. Latinos traditionally turn out in lower rates than whites. That being said, that certainly is one of the reasons why I think the Democrats think they have a very good chance to pick up this seat. If you look at the city of Aurora, for instance, which was represented by Bill Foster when he represented on the 14th district, has a large Latino population, is one of the reasons why I think he chose to run in the 11th as opposed to some other district. It's one of the reasons why Biggert is certainly in some trouble. I mean, when I say she's in some trouble, this is a toss-up race. We have no idea right now who's up or who's down, but it certainly is a reason, one of the reasons why I think this race is so close. The other thing, Dan, is, you know, you talk about it, the redraw, right? I mean, Judy Biggert was probably hit more than just about anybody, any of the Republicans in the redraw. I mean, they took her old district, the 13th district, and they blew it up. I mean, it's now in six different districts. This 11th district has the greatest percentage of her old district. It's about 50% of her district. But they took her hometown of Hinsdale. They put that in the 5th district with Mike Quigley. I mean, six different districts are now, you know, represented by Judy Biggert's old district. And so, you know, there are a lot of voters in this district that aren't familiar with Judy Biggert. And she's somebody who, when we've talked about these congressional races in previous years, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about Congresswoman Biggert because she was always kind of like Congressman Manzullo in a sense, was always, you know, not in a really difficult race, looked like she'd pretty easily win. I think that's something that she might be struggling with a little bit, very similar, again, like Congressman Manzullo, who had never really had to run in a tough race until he had to face Adam Kinzinger in the Republican primary this year and lost. I don't think he was used to being battle-tested. And I think that the Biggert campaign is running a much more effective campaign than Manzullo did. But this is something new for her, too. She hasn't had this type of money thrown at her. She hasn't had, you know, this type of competition.
Well, definitely a race to watch election night. Next hour, we will have a profile of these candidates. Of course, we'll have more information at our website, WNIJ.org. On Wednesday, Matt and I will look at the battle in the 8th District. Quick, Matt, the headline for 8th District?
Ugly. It's been pretty mean, Dan. I mean, this 11th District that we just talked about has been mean. The 17th District has been dirty. They can't touch the 8th District.
I can't say I'm looking forward to that, but I'll see you then.
Thanks, Dan.